missing letter 3 testing, Thomas E. McLean Jr. I'm dictating a neurological report on patient James Pike, P-I-K-E. It's James Aaron, A-R-O-N, Pike, P-I-K-E. Address is 5107 Pacific Heights, Oroville, California, 95965. Phone is 530-615-9488. ID is XXXXXX37 98. License is California 9005164. Email is apike, P-I-K-E, at ouhsd.net. It is addressed to 1-STACK, P-A, Oroville Clinic. It's also addressed to Brenda Gutierrez, G-U-T-I-E-R-R-E-Z, 1117. Insurance is Anthem Blue Cross. CVS-Caremark, John Stack, address is Oroville Hospital, 2721 Olive Highway, Suite 94, Oroville, California, 95966, phone 530-538-5700. It's addressed to Richard Stoyokavik, Oroville Hospital, Oroville, California, 95946, 530-538-5670. A clinical indication is pain management. Current medications, metoprolol, tartrate, 100 milligrams, twice daily. Hypertension, lisinopril, 20 milligrams, twice daily. Antihypertensive. Atorvastatin, 40 milligrams, cholesterol treatment. Hydrochlorothiazide, 1%. Blood pressure, vitamin B12, 1,000 milligrams daily. Hydrocodone, 10-3-25. Day, three times a day, pain management. Cyclobenzaprine, two times per day for pain management. Past medical history. Appendicitis, arthritis, chicken pox. Hypercholesterolemia, liver disease, measles, multiple sclerosis, allergies, tranquilizers, hypertensive medication, I'm sorry?
Debbie will be here soon.
Why are you back here telling me she's going to arrive when I already know that? Continued dictation on James Pike, 3/20/2026. Dear James Pike, Aaron James Pike was seen for neurological evaluation on March 25th, 2026. With a history of suspected clinical multiple sclerosis. MR imaging of the cervical spine without contrast with thoracic MRI. Demonstrated normal spinal cord characteristics, vertebral bodies and disc spaces. No significant spinal stenosis or neuroforaminal narrowing. Mild disc bulging without significant spinal stenosis. Was identified. MRI the thoracic spine, including the spinal cord, appeared normal. There were mild degenerative changes in the lower cervical spine. Okay, mid and lower thoracic spine without spinal stenosis. Spinal cord demonstrated normal signal intensity. The cervical level showed no significant spinal canal stenosis or neuroforaminal narrowing. As such, there was mild disc bulging. MRI of the thoracic spine and the thoracic spinal cord appeared normal. MRI of the brain without contrast was normal. Cerebral parenchyma, ventricles, sulci, and cisterns were unremarkable for age. New paragraph. Laboratory evaluation was otherwise unremarkable. His medical history revealed presentation with a history of GERD, G-E-R-D, a 63-year-old male taking omeprazole, BID, working well. He has a history of hypertension, taking lisinopril, metoprolol, hydrochlorothiazide, atorvastatin 20 milligrams, with a continuous history of low back pain, and lumbar degeneration at L3, L4, and L4, L5, L5S1. He has a previous history of laminectomy 6 to 7 years ago, having not completed PT for this problem. He also has a history of left knee pain due to exacerbation of peripatellar pain consistent with and without exertion, having been given a Kenalog injection in March 2023, controlling his pain. He has a history of recent falls, having fallen twice today. He continues to use a walker. He wants to continue with his work activities until June. His knees buckled prior to both falls. An abrasion was noted on his left finger. Patient's mother died of lung cancer. Review of systems was otherwise non-contributory. Paragraph diagnostic impression. History of ataxia and motor weakness. MR brain imaging showing demyelinating disease. Risk factors for underlying MS. Previous history of COVID disease, EEG pending. Certain recommendations, ortho referral, right knee evaluation for injury, and ataxia. CPAP therapy, spinal fluid examination to exclude demyelinating disease. New paragraph, James presents with motor weakness in the lower extremities and findings of suspicious upper cervical changes may be consistent with demyelination. New paragraph, we will refer him for spinal fluid examination, orthopedic follow-up and examination, MR vascular image of the brain and cervical spine, follow-up evaluation and testing as necessary, and then sign respectfully with my professional signature. One of those little things you spin the handle on.
Oh, like
and the door opens and goes boing.
Yeah, a jack in the box.
Yes.
You want your phone in your pocket or you want me to hold it? There you go. It's shining.
So Mr. Pike is done.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Pike is done.
Yeah.
It's good.
Good.
Did you put him on staff?
Yeah.
Great.
But you know what we need?
What?
The Leo.
Just go.
We really need a Bonita.
No, Thomas, we're going home.
I really need a Bonita. I do. You think I'm dangerous?
It might be dangerous if you have one. The sun came out just for the ride home.
Mm-hmm. You remember my diarrhea?
Yes, I remember.
Okay, so now I have constipation.
Again.
Oh, just for breathing.
I still got to clean that one toilet. It needs to be plunged.
It does.
Yeah, I cleaned up the one bathroom.
Do you have a plunger?
Yeah.
Okay.
You want to know a secret for
what?
Plunging a toilet?
What?
Yeah.
Dish soap.
Really?
Put some in the toilet. Yeah.
Probably a good idea.
It helps lubricate everything to make it.
That
makes sense. Because I had one of our bathrooms, the toilet was plugged, and it's closest to the clean out, but it never plugs. The other one always does.
Yeah.
And so, of course, Dean was at work, and I tried it, tried it, tried it, and I couldn't get that damn thing to go. So I'm like, all right, Google.
That's a good idea.
I mean, it's so lively. Yeah. And, I mean, I was, like, working up a sweat trying to get that damn thing to go. And then finally, I, you know how it kind of seeps down a little bit after a while? So I got some, not hot water, but warm water, and put some dish soap in it, and then dumped it in there and let it sit for a couple minutes, and then
it worked.
God, that is so great. I know. You know what? Dish soap is amazing. You can do so many different things with on dish soap.
And then when I found out that I was getting my Drano and Sonic Drano, and I was
No, it's like diluted.
It really is.
And then I have a garbage disposal hack for you too.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't put chemicals down my garbage disposal. I put ice from the ice maker in it, and no water, but turn it on, and then give it a couple of shots of water, hot water, and it'll freeze the water. It'll freeze in the pipe, and then it'll fill up in the garbage disposal and swirl it around all the way up at the top so that it gets all that yuck out of it.
Yeah.
It smells bad. And then just let it keep going for a minute, and then all of a sudden it'll go whoosh, and everything goes away, and it doesn't stink anymore. And no chemicals. She doesn't choose to. Watch your butt.
I will. Can we get anything on the way home?
No, we can't.
Why not?
Because
what?
No, we're going to have pork chops for dinner.
Pork chops and applesauce? I'm the radio.
I was thinking of those wonderful, wonderful burritos.
You're going to have a pork chop, and we'll have some salad, and then I have some sweet potato fries that are frozen that I've had in the freezer for a long time.
Three years?
Maybe longer. Who knows?
Probably about a month and a half. Maybe no more than 2 months. So you'll have a full belly. And then tomorrow...
I'm going to have to learn how to make burritos.
And tomorrow, Jersey Mike's sandwiches are coming.
That's true.
We have one coming for Debbie. So basically, your whining is not going to do any good to us.
I read an article about sub sandwiches, and Jersey Mike's has the best club sub out of, like, all the 10 that they rank.
Oh, really?
Yep.
So what sandwich do you want tomorrow? Do you want the club?
Yeah, let's do it. But I just happened to read that earlier. I was like, oh,
there's a real competition amongst sales.
I don't like Subway anymore.
No.
And they're not cheap.
I like their Italian sauce that they put on stuff. That's good. But, yeah.
Well, they're not bad.
They're not horrible, but I don't know.
The burrito is wonderful.
Do you ever have security?
Ooh. No. Never heard of it.
I just usually, if Dean wants a sandwich, I buy lunch meat from there. I've done that way. He can make them.
So when you were gone on Friday, I didn't know these people that everybody laughs. Everybody's been remember the last woman having to step twice. And I like this ever since you did it once, he doesn't know.
Yeah, I know, but Janet was telling me about that, and I was like, I've never heard of such a thing.
Always the thing, that's the way we do it now. And then I think it was the COVID, well, I don't know how many Thanksgiving and you know, getting ready for Thanksgiving is like a long time to do this line. What someone will be rushing line, and so you got to bring put in whiskey, and then you put in oranges and apples, you know.
Oh, wow.
And then you put in all these different herbs, and it's a big deal. And then you grind it to, like, salt. You grind it for, like, 24 hours, and then I always make dressing from scratch, where you have to, you know, pull the bread apart. And,
oh,
okay. It's fun.
It is delicious.
Yeah, it's much better. Still have. Oh, my mom never made. Really? I mean, such an amazing. We always go there for Thanksgiving, and basically, it's up this year or when COVID visit. And it was like, so tough. In the beginning, I was bringing real.
It's inexpensive.
Well, and there's so many other things that you're doing.
Right.
You know, I understand it, but I always prefer to make my own dressing.
Yeah, dressing is just absolutely delicious. And when we lived in Texas, they do oyster dressing down in Texas.
I've heard of that before.
It's really good.
I have heard of that. I've never had it, but I have heard of it. Well, my mom doesn't like to cook. And her idea of cooking is so soft that, you know, things like that. And my husband was raised on everything from scratch. So anytime that I cut a corner in the kitchen, like a donut, like, settle down, Ron.
I know when we lived in Texas, I had people that I worked with and had their mom to a kid, that would be one.
They're not that hard to make,
aren't they?
No, a bit too hard. They're not that hard.
You can learn it from the tamale.
Oh, they make wonderful tamale.
I love tamale.
And then we had that wonderful, remember the cheese that opened through that was just delicious in San Antonio.
Oh, God. Oh, the restaurant was open 24 hours a day.
And oh, wow.
Crowded. And I mean, it was.
Go ahead. You have a dog. I'll let you go.
And it was wealthy people and low-income people, and it was just wonderful.
It's hard to find good Mexican food.
Yeah.